It was daybreak, and Jesus was sitting at the Sea of Galilee, looking out over the sea and seeing all that was there. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. The days of Jesus and the mornings of Jesus are beautiful times that many of us could duplicate ourselves if we wanted to. Jesus woke up, and when he woke up, he sat in his meditative mode. The disciples were all still sound asleep. They were relaxed and peaceful. They were in the presence of the Prince of Peace. And because they were in the presence of the Prince of Peace, they felt completely one with all. Jesus woke before the disciples woke, as this was his custom. He woke up before the sun broke through the sky, before the light of morning first wakened the birds and started life going again. And he sat in this stillness, looking toward the Sea of Galilee, and thinking to himself, this is a very good day. This is a very good world. This is a world that I make by my thought. This is a world of beauty and harmony and goodness. He established for himself what kind of a day he was going to have. He established for himself what kind of a world he lived in. He established for himself the sincerity of his disciples as they gathered around him and listened to what he had to say. He created his day. He created his world. He created all. And as he sat there, meditating, looking out across the sea, his mind was not on the sea. His mind was not on what he could see. But his mind was on itself, thinking in its own purity, in its original purity and integrity. The mind of Jesus always dwelt on its original purity and integrity. And because it always dwelt on its original purity and integrity, no matter what scenes or what activities took place in the life of Jesus, he was always peaceful. He was always peace. He had nothing to disturb him. He told his disciples, "Be not disturbed, for what you see will come and go. But what is in your heart, what is in your very being, remains forever, stands forever." Now, all the disciples did not understand what Jesus was saying, because the disciples were very human. They were interested in walking the spiritual path. They were interested in knowing divine revelations and knowing divine understanding. They were very interested in this. But they had had no previous experience in it. For all that the teachings that they had had were teachings of what you see is what's real. All the teachings they had had are that they must follow the law, follow the rules. They must follow the program society sets for them. They must do as mankind requires them to do. And Jesus offered them a totally new perspective. He said to them, "Go to the Father within who seeth in secret, and the Father will reward thee openly. He said, within you is the kingdom of heaven. Within every man is the kingdom of heaven. Within every being is the kingdom. And in this kingdom, you will find all that there is to find. This was news to the disciples, really, as it was news to the people to whom Jesus spoke. It was news for that time because always it was in the outer. It was the outer God. It was the outer world. It was the outer demand. And Jesus said simply, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and soul and being within yourself. And love your neighbor like you love yourself. Jesus was not telling them not to be out of the world, to be in the world but not of it. He taught them how to be divine human beings. Love your neighbor like you love yourself. And you love yourself from your divine center, from your original purity and integrity. Jesus was a teacher for all times. And as he taught his disciples, many of them found this peace. They found this spiritual entity that they were. And they walked that path and they were never heard of again. Because they came to Jesus to find the way, and they found the way was within themselves. And they walked that way, and they were never heard of again. Those who were heard of, those were people who liked to share, who liked to tell other people of the great joy that they have found, the great peace that was revealed to them by the Master Teacher. They wanted to know these things. They wanted to share these things. They wanted to live these things. They wanted to be these things. And they went on to teach and share. But there were very few of the 12 who went on to teach and share. Most went on to be themselves, divinely illumined, never more to be heard of. As you and I benefit from the teachings of Jesus, as we benefit from the life that the Master lived, we too will come to the realization that when we are spiritually illumined, we are never heard of again. When we are spiritually illumined, we walk the path of this illumination. We walk the path of this awareness. We walk the path of light. And walking the path of light, we are the light. And as the light, we are everywhere present. We are not present for ourselves or for others, but we are present because we are the is, we are the it. We are the all. We are the one and only. We are the path. Whereas the way-shower came to show us the way, so we are the way-shower as the light. And we are shining on the lives of all those around us. And as we shine on the lives of all those around us, we are the way-shower for them. We are the light. We're not the role model, for we're only the role model for ourselves. But we are the light. We are the way. We are the illumination. We are the inspiration. We are the allness. And as we are these beautiful, glowing, wonderful aspects of all that is good and beautiful, that is exactly what we do. For now is the time for my good, and I walk in the light and accept that time now. for such is what the Master Teacher would have all of us do, now and forevermore. Have a good day, and as Jesus loved you all, perhaps not as bountifully, beautifully, and wonderfully as he did, but I love you. I love you. I love you.